I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the war. Bring me mine.
Cool, we're good to go. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, go on.
You ready? Yay! Oh. It's Tuesday!
You have a little too much energy for a Tuesday.
For a Tuesday, seriously.
Take it till you make it, baby. Welcome to Mom and
You know who says that? People that don't work. That's why you have energy on a Tuesday.
You can kiss my ass. It's been a very long week and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah. No, I know. Thanks.
Yeah. So welcome to Mamas and Merlot. We are coming to you special on a Tuesday because we just don't have time for anything.
Like, we don't have time this month.
No, this month is awful. But it is what it is. So here we are on a Tuesday recording. Woohoo! My name is Vanessa. And with me, as always, is Christy.
Hola.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
Gang's all here. So before
stop
we like
singing, what is wrong with you today?
Okay, she's channeling my inner John.
Can you
Raphael.
Have it stop? Can you make it stop?
I'm trying, and just right
because
now I'm
this
to
is just
awake.
This is too much for me,
guys. I'm so happy you're here.
I think that's
you
what it is. She just like
joy. I'm just really happy that I'm not alone.
She
today.
Wants adult companionship.
I do. I want to not hear about mommy. Look at my drawing, and mommy, my toe hurts, and mommy, stop.
We'll get to that.
We will. We have to because fuck. But yeah, I'm very happy that my grown up friends are here today, and we're drinking wine. Okay, so
I am drinking a black iced tea lemonade from Starbucks. This is the third one of these I've had today.
Oh, so you're getting the same thing.
What kind of day it's been. No, hashtag in the morning I got coffee.
No judgies.
In the morning I got coffee. On the way home I got one of these. And now on the way over here I got another one of these. This bottle is really thick. What the It is though, but look at the
I know. My foil cutter didn't fit. I had to open it Christy style.
For those that you don't know, Christy's how means
without cutting without the fucking foil off the bottle.
It
cutting
means
off
the busting foil. Through the wall instead of walking through the door.
Exactly.
That's what it means.
Like how I live life, baby.
This smells very strong.
This is yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm prepared for this, guys.
For the record,
record
for what the I don't know.
This is off to a bad start already, guys.
For the record,
for the record, Neri, as you guys know,
what
a couple
are you doing?
There's a fly.
It was like a fly that like literally landed on the edge of your cup,
and okay. This one doesn't have a thick rim. A throwback to our episode with Mike. Neri was in Australia like maybe a month and a half ago, and he was so nice and he brought us a bottle of wine, and it says it's called McGugan.
Let me see.
Yeah, you are Scottish.
I don't know because I think I pronounce things correctly.
I think it says McGugan.
Let's Google it.
Okay. Well, it's McEugan. It's handmade. It's a Langhorne Creek Shiraz. Says handmade.
Oh, it's a dude. Yeah.
McEugan.
Yeah, it's
Can we get a pronunciation?
Was known as Simon Wines. Brian McEugan and has merged with Simon Wines. Hold on. And how do you pronounce it?
And this is batch number 9 from 2014. It's a limited release wine that has been handcrafted from the finest vines. So this was brought to us Binary Signs all the way from Australia. So thank you, honey, for bringing us Australian wine. It's very exciting. And it's 14.5% alcohol per volume.
It smells like it is.
It does. It's amazing. I love it already. So that's what we're drinking. It has a really cool little fingerprint, like a thumbprint on the bottle. So I wonder if, like, I'm sure it belongs to somebody.
Probably to McEugan.
Yeah. That's a bad idea.
Right?
Putting your thumbprint on everything. Did you find it?
What are you doing?
She found a pronunciation. But yeah, this bottle is a very thick glass. It's very heavy.
McEugan.
That makes sense.
McGuigan. Okay, whatever. We're trying.
McGuigan.
Okay, well.
McGuigan.
That's fun. Okay, so first things first. We are recording.
On a Tuesday,
Tuesday, May 8th, which is the first Tuesday in May, which is after the first Monday in May, which is Met Gala Monday. Everybody knows that there's a document. Well, not everybody, but whatever. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. Because there's a documentary called The First Monday in May, and it documents like the whole planning process of the Met Gala. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's amazing.
It is pretty amazing to watch.
There's that. There's two Vogue documentaries that I love. It's that one, and then the September issue.
The thing is amazing.
Because like a whole year's worth of planning goes into these things. So, I mean, I get it. So for those of you that don't know what the Met Gala is, the Metropolitan Museum of Art every year throws a fundraiser for the Costume Institute, which is, so they throw this big giant gala that's basically the Super Bowl of fashion. And it's hosted by Vogue magazine, and what the chairperson for the event is Anna Wintour, who's editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine. And she always picks like co-chairs, like celebrity co-chairs, to like for each year, there's always a very distinct theme for every year. This year's theme was heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination. That nice. Sounds controversial, except it was sanctioned by the Vatican, and they have over 200 pieces on loan from the Vatican for the exhibit.
Lovely.
So the Vatican okayed this. That being said, and I also don't think that anybody really overdid it. Like, there was nothing.
The few pictures I saw,
nothing was
sacrilegious.
Yeah,
there was nothing.
The closest person that even got to that was Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, but
and that was even not even, because it was,
I don't know, I really liked
it. Yeah, that's why I was like, it was very, and the only reason I say it is because of the chess piece.
Yeah, well, it was the seven sorrows of Mary. That's why. What I loved about this is, I mean, and us growing up, like me in particular, but growing up super Catholic, like,
yeah,
to see all the like imagery and iconography and the symbolism that each designer put into these pieces was incredible. Like what they did, Vera Wang dressed Ariana Grande, and she had hand painted replicas of the Sistine Chapel on her dress. Like they had basic like recreated the Sistine Chapel.
Kelty from Girl Gang.
So Lady like Gang. Everybody Lady was the Virgin Mary yesterday.
No, mm-hmm. At all.
Joke.
No,
at all.
There were different things. Gigi Hadid's dress looked like it was inspired by stained glass windows.
And the Sagrado Corazón was the one which I thought was beautiful. Well, actually, funny thing you should mention.
I'm scrolling through
the Beyonce thing. Who was not
she,
there?
She did not go. Beyonce did not go.
But
Gaga didn't go. Who we were all expecting, because Gaga, you know, overdoes it. And she's Catholic, and we thought, everybody thought that Gaga was gonna like
steal the show,
and Gaga didn't come, and Beyonce, who's usually the last person to arrive, didn't come.
Kim looks like an Oscar.
Kim looked amazing.
She looks fantastic. Kim, but she looks like an Oscar. Kim showed up, eyes.
Kim showed up in old school Kim glam and in Versace chainmail. Like that was,
which I still love.
Well, Donatella Versace was the three co-chairs this year were Donatella Versace, Amal Clooney, and Rihanna.
Which Amal Clooney looked beautiful.
Yeah, she looked stunning.
She like
I usually hate certain outfits from the Met Gala. There's always someone that doesn't do it right. Even the outfits or dresses.
Amal wore
that
pants.
A lot of people wore. A couple people wore pants.
I feel that I can't help but feel that Blake's was pants.
No, it wasn't. It was really tight.
It was so tight that like it looked like if it was, but and that skirt had to be removable because
I don't know. Zendaya went as like a Joan of Arc inspired, like she had like body armor on. It was beautiful. So cool,
because even the worst ones were still pretty impressive,
right? But even the worst ones in the sense of like the outfit is, first of all, this is fashion when it's art.
Yeah,
right. This is legit art. Like if you look at the pieces, the embroidery, the beading, the work that went in. Blake Lively
looked stunning.
It was 600 hours.
That was Atelier Versace. They spent 600 hours creating that dress.
I can see why you thought it looks like pants.
It's so tight, and the way that the inside seam is done, it's mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be pants.
Madonna with for like a me panel was in front. Yeah. Madonna for me was the showstopper.
Let's say the reality. Let's say this was called Heavenly Bodies
because this is Madonna's Met Gala.
Or it could have been called Met Gala for Madonna.
Because Madonna originated this, like
this was like just waiting for
right.
it.
She originated the whole like Catholic chic look.
Yeah,
and right. she showed up like gothic bride
she
of the
knew,
church.
She knew
we were expecting her to pull out all the stops, and she delivered. Sarah Jessica Parker put un nacimiento on her head. I'm not kidding.
It was pretty impressive.
It was,
but even like
Stephanie. What I read on Twitter though, that Andy Cohen is Sarah Jessica Parker's real life Stanford Blatch.
That seems appropriate. Maybe they know about
John Mayer. Perfect.
Maybe they do know about John Mayer.
Maybe she knows. Maybe that's who we need to start asking about John Mayer. But so, because me and Stephanie,
we were talking about this for like 3 hours yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I muted you guys because I was just annoyed.
No,
I messaged. We were in our group chat, and Vanessa was like, y'all, I'm not even watching. There's too much coming in. And I just write Steph, come over here. It's like we just.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's why I told you, because I'm like, I don't want you to feel like I'm being bitchy and ignoring you. Like, I just don't want my phone.
Listen, you could honestly tell me, stop, you're being a bitch. And
oh,
I'd be
no.
like, okay.
I don't
you're
go.
Fucking annoying.
My
me.
Favorite is when you guys are bitchy. Why would I tell you to stop doing that?
But so you did miss.
No, we were
I will
just
tell
going
you,
back and forth.
You did miss some gems. I gotta admit, I pulled out some gems.
You
last
did,
night.
You did, because
I told you not to stop. I told you I was gonna go back
because,
and catch up later.
To quote my good friend Christy, this is the Met Gala we deserved. This is what we've been waiting for. I haven't seen a Met Gala this good, and I've been watching them for probably like 10 years. I've been watching the Met Gala. I haven't seen a Met Gala this good since the McQueen Met Gala. And that McQueen Met Gala was so special because it was like the year or two mm-hmm. after he died. And it was...
I had hopes for the Asian-inspired one.
The Asian
one.
Was good. It was surprised good. Me. I wasn't looking forward to it. And that surprised me at how good it was. But this one, like, knocked it out of the park. Like, there was not... I didn't hate any looks. I still don't know if Lana Del Rey and Jared Leto are together or not.
I don't know. Well,
they looked like they were together.
Well, but she was there with his brother.
They were both dressed. No. They wasn't his brother.
That was his brother. I don't like Kendall's glasses.
No, that's not. That's Alessandro. I can't remember his.
He looks like the.
No, that's the guy that's the creative director at Gucci. They were both dressed by Gucci.
It's pronounced like Gucci.
Gucci.
Aren't you Italian?
Yes, it was a Friends reference. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for playing.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, there was a couple of people that like I've been dying because Letitia Wright, who plays Shuri in Black Panther, showed up with John Boyega, who is Finn from Star Wars, and I've been dying about
she's
this.
She's been like shipping them all hard day. All day. She's like, is this happening?
Like, this is a thing. Nobody responded to her either. But she's like, this is a thing.
This
I'm like,
thing. It's a thing. This is happening, and I'm excited about this. This is cute.
Well, Lily Reinhardt and Cole Sprouse made their official red carpet debut. She was so I like so the younger celebrities. at these kinds of events needs red carpet arrival is really important when it comes to these kind of events, because if you're an up and coming celebrity.
Oh, I forgot today was free ice cream cone day. Sorry.
Appropriate.
Red carpet events, if you get there like too late, you're going to get, and you're like, you're just starting to like get your footing, you're going to get swallowed by like the Julia Roberts and like all those, the Angelina Jolie's and all those. Jennifer Lawrence did this a couple years ago when she was nominated for an Oscar for Winter's Bone. Oh, she was one of the first ones, but she wore that red Calvin Klein collection gorgeous. To the Oscars. She was one of the first ones on the carpet, and people paid attention to who the fuck she was. And I really think that that made a big difference as to that's when we started paying attention to her after that, because they had also just announced that she was going to be starring in The Hunger Games. So we were just paying attention. And I think that this is Lily Reinhart was wearing, H&M always does a couture, even though they're a low end brand, they do always a couture gown for the Met Gala. And she was wearing H&M collection, and she was one of the first ones on the carpet. And I think that was really good on her people's part, or her part, whoever the joint decision.
Because
that
she would have
because
been,
she would have been eaten alive by like a Blake Lively or by a Nicki Minaj, or
and the way that they spaced them out. It once the Kardashians hit the carpet,
Kendall was the first one to show up. It was Kendall, then Kylie, and then
I don't like him. I don't like Kylie's glasses. They really bother me.
I don't like this little sunglasses trend that's like coming in. I don't like it.
It's very '90s.
Kanye said it, and I don't think
anybody's paying attention.
Yeah, I'm hoping because I don't like it. I didn't like it then. I did not. This is
it is very '90s though, but I don't like
it's
it.
It's very different world. Dwayne.
Yeah, he had the flip up.
What's his last name?
I don't remember, but it is Dwayne. No, it's not Dwayne Wade.
No, that's why I'm like, it's not Dwayne Wade, but it's...
No, but I know what you're talking
boys
about.
Boys are screaming at me right now.
They are.
The boys
Jeff is so mad at you right now.
At me right now.
So, I mean, I was floored yesterday. Like, each person that came out, I was just, like, blown away because I couldn't believe that it was... You normally have... Here are the ones that were the misses. They weren't even badly dressed. They were just underwhelming.
Right. In comparison
to...
But they looked stunning. But like, they still Gabrielle looked, Union.
Gabrielle Union was one that her dress was very plain. But it was like bright yellow.
The
which
designer said it was... His inspiration was the sun reflecting through stained glass of a church, and that light, that ray of light.
Right.
And that's what he wanted his dress to show, was a ray of light. And it's a gorgeous dress. But
it's a gorgeous dress, and I love bright colors on black girls because it looks... It makes her skin look so good.
Gorgeous.
And like, I want to say, I can't remember. I think it was for the Emmys, but a few years back, Viola Davis wore like a hot pink.
Yes.
It was to the Oscars. It was for The Help. It was when The Help was nominated. I'm such a gay guy. Like, I remember fucking Oscar dresses. But anyway,
when she
was nominated for The Help, she wore this hot pink dress.
I remember.
To the Oscars, and it looks so stunning against her skin. So I love when dark skinned girls wear bright colors.
Like, even like the misses of like that were like a little bit off were not even not bad. They were appropriate for the
I know that you didn't like Miley, but I didn't think Miley was bad.
No, Miley was one of the, to me, wasn't bad.
She was
but
just
it
underwhelming.
Was, it was underwhelming. It was like,
but when you look at the
really annoying that I'm trying. Sorry,
but when you look at the designers that dressed the underwhelming or the underwhelming dresses or the dresses that weren't as intricate, those are the designers that have more clean lines. Because Miley was dressed by Stella McCartney is more clean lines. The other one that I know that you weren't super thrilled with was Kylie. I really liked Kylie's, but Kylie's is Alexander Wang. Alexander Wang is another one that's a little bit. It's more youthful. Yeah. It's more streamlined.
Here's my issue. With Kylie's dress, I liked pieces of it. I'm
I
not
like the back. I like that it came up.
I wasn't a fan of that weird
the cutout in the front.
No, the cutout was fine. It was the bust
made because it felt like if it wasn't supporting anything.
Yeah,
because you've got.
I feel like the dress makes her look pregnant. Mommy, what are you doing here? What? Go to bed. Go. Just go. Go where you want to go. I don't care where you go. Go to sleep.
Okay. I broke my tooth.
I know.
Mommy told you.
She
sent you a message and...
Go to bed, please. We have to wake up early tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow's Mother's Day.
I know.
Oh, Lincoln's telling me Thursday's Mother's Day because on Thursday I'm going to his Mother's Day party. It's Friday.
I have one tomorrow and one on Friday.
And it's this Friday.
Yeah, I have Lincoln's on Thursday.
But yeah, like that was my only thing with Miley. It was just like,
fuck Mother's Day. Let's talk about the McKellar. Yeah.
Let's go back to the important stuff. But, and like that was my only thing. Like I felt
this is
like
real life. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, okay, you have even.
Listen,
like,
let's be straight. We're never going to go to the McKellar. So let
this
us.
This is as close as I can get in.
The podcast might take us places. Hey, be positive.
Kelty's on. Kelty has a podcast. You know, she was there, but she also works for Entertainment Tonight. So, you know, she was working, but whatever.
No, but like Solange.
Oh, I didn't really love Solange. I gotta say that
I
was
see
one
what you
for
mean
me
about
that
Kylie's
I
dress.
Didn't love yeah. it.
And Solange, like I texted Steph, I'm like Solange. I think it was Solange feels like
a virgin dominatrix,
a Virgin Mary dominatrix.
I really can't stand Kylie's glasses. I can't. Like,
does it bother you?
It bothers me enough to be like, I hate the whole outfit.
She took them off at one point, and it looked way better. But
no, and but then I go to I texted Steph when we saw Travis. I'm like, Travis looks like he belongs in the Rhythm Nation video.
He did. He looked. I have to tell. And as far as like the couples go, we didn't get a lot of the couples that we normally see. Like,
no.
Like Ryan didn't. Ryan Reynolds
he's
did not
on
go.
He's full on press.
He's on press for Deadpool, so he didn't go. Not that he needed to go because.
Oh, I like that Kylie's. Sorry, her. Tight set Alexander Wang.
Yeah. So really and actually cool. I in thinking about it retrospectively, the whole week that she's been in New York, she's been wearing that new collection from Alexander Wang, so we should have seen it coming.
Which by the way,
I think the reason why her top looks like it's unsupportive is because it curves underneath. Yeah, maybe. So it makes her boobs look
like I feel
saggy.
Like they could have given her like more.
Right, but I mean it's a tube top, like it's a strapless
right
like, bandeau.
You're top. Right though, it doesn't look like it's supporting.
It.
You're right.
If you look at it closely, it's very what's the word? Tiene forma. Like it has a shape to it. So it does look like it's structured. That's the word. It's structured so I mean obviously it is supportive. It's just the cut at the bottom that makes it look
and
like
that's
her
the
boobs
only
are lower.
That's what bothered me about it.
That and it doesn't help that the cutout is rounded mm-hmm. underneath, so it just kind of like gives the effect that it's pulling everything down.
Like, that's what I did and I cuz that was my big and then you
she's also probably breastfeeding. Yeah. I would imagine so
her boobs are definitely bigger.
Her boobs are huge. Yeah. So.
Which that's the thing is like
well I was thinking about it. I'm like how quickly did Alexander Wang whip up this dress because she was pregnant 6 weeks ago. So did she basically
it's only been 6 weeks? No.
I think so. I think Stormy's only like two months old or something like that. So, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, she gave birth and then sent her measurements to Alexander Wang because there's no way that they either that or they, you know, were doing it prior and I don't know how they pulled that shit off.
There was a picture that they somebody had I forgot what Instagram has it and it's because Chris was also there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She didn't walk the carpet though.
No, but she was on the carpet area.
She was
wearing,
but we didn't
Tommy Hilfiger,
yeah.
But there's a picture of her was dying and it's her with her phone taking pictures and it's so reminiscent of the
you're doing great
shoot.
Sweetie
you're doing great sweetie like literally it was her like this like sideways taking a picture on this on the
baby's 3 months old.
Oh, 3 months
old. As of Sunday she's 3 months
but
old.
Those couture gowns take a really long time to
I'm
make,
sure
so.
That they started making it based on like her general previous, size yeah. and then they left probably material to
a lot
let
of those
it out
girls
or take
get
in.
Sewn into those that dresses being. Like as they're putting them on too because I can't remember who it was one of the models I think it was maybe Emily Ratajkowski she posted a video of her getting sewn into her dress so
yeah I'm sure that they had like a idea yeah. of how much and then like she her weight has like fallen off
I mean
her.
That's what happens when you're 20
yeah
oh and did I mention
guess you bounce back quick yeah. when you have a baby at
and
20
did I mention that not only was Chris also her phone case is the crying Kim face
I you know they have well by the way I haven't shown you guys
oh, here it is, here
I,
it is, here
I just
is,
saw you turn it on
get a Lumi
but it's I need you know I have a Lumi now with the Kim crying
yeah
face. If anybody wanted to get me that for my birthday it wouldn't be the worst
look at this picture tell me that you can't see her saying that
that's amazing
when she's see, taking see. The picture
oh for sure
like she's like thinking
oh. in her mind she's probably like you're doing so well okay. But I like the caption underneath it says you're doing amazing sweetie
because the second day because anybody that saw it thinks yeah. the same thing
anytime Kris Jenner takes a picture that's exactly well, yeah. that's what it has to
and
be
she's about. Got the face to her but yeah somebody has the like,
what is this doing for your soul
yeah, somebody has the close up and it's she yeah. has the
so
face
some of my Amelia Clark was another one that like knocked it out of the park for me she wore Dolce & Gabbana
that was beautiful
Dolce & Gabbana has always done like very religious iconography. They do a lot of that intricate embroidery and beadwork, and they have had in many, many past collections a lot of religious inspired. So I knew that Dolce & Gabbana was going to be big on this carpet tonight. I sound like I'm working for E.
You do. I was just about to ask, like, do you think you're on Fashion Police right now? Like,
dream job.
Dream job. I would love to sit around and just judge people. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you do it for free anyway.
Exactly. So. I might as well get paid for it.
Can we discuss the bane of your...
The bane of my existence?
Of your... I have a picture of her.
Of what?
Her hair.
Who? Oh.
Who?
This was one that for me just was bad. Like
what is it a movie role?
I don't understand this. So Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost went. He looked fine.
Wearing a suit. It's really hard to fuck up a suit.
Well, yeah, but a lot.
Is it velvet?
It might be. There were a lot of
velvet.
Some
suits.
There was a lot of velvet. Period. Yeah. But some of the men really hit it out of the park with this too. Donald Glover had
name this episode "Hit It Out of the Park" because you've said it like 1,000 times.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Keep it up.
Donald Glover
just go with the title.
Had like the Illuminati eye embroidered into his jacket. Mm-hmm.
Darren Criss's jacket was
The Migos showed up in full Versace, and they were really, really Offset had his big Offset chain, yeah. But whatever. But they were all in Versace.
Jared Leto
and Lana Del Rey looked stunned. They had like matching Gucci outfits.
Wakanda for?
Oh yeah, that was my next one. Chadwick Boseman, who always I love the way he dresses. I know he dresses a little over the top, but I like it. I think it works for him.
It does.
Michael B. Jordan was understated, but he looked
and
good
his
too.
Was not a conventional suit.
It was tied in at the waist, so it gave him. It was pinstripe, which I love a pinstripe. I also really liked Tom Brady. I really liked Giselle's was just kind of a normal dress, but I liked his because he also wore Versace and his lapels were embroidered with like the gold. And then he wore his Kris Jenner turtleneck. But the turtlenecks, a couple of the men wore turtlenecks, and it was like because again, heavenly bodies, Catholic imagination. It was reminiscent of the priests. So that's why a lot of the designers put the men in the turtlenecks. Use your mic, sweetie.
Why can't I remember his name? Christian Louboutin.
Christian Louboutin went with Blake Lively.
And his just jacket was...
It matched her gown.
It was matched. Yeah. I don't even know how long that took.
Yeah.
Because it was just as like very, very
Andy
beautiful.
Cohen went with Sarah Jessica Parker because Matthew Broderick hates the Met Gala. He's said it for years. He says he went once and he hated it. So she takes her gay husband.
Seems appropriate.
I mean, listen... I understand Dave hates like any kind of like social events or really is not a fan. So I understand like if he doesn't want to go,
I'd rather not go with somebody who doesn't want to be there.
Exactly. I'd rather take a friend of mine that's really going to enjoy if it's the Met Gala, like if you're not going to enjoy the Met Gala, I'm certainly going to enjoy the Met Gala. So like by all means, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, and
Cardi B. Oh yeah.
Well,
Cardi B looked amazing. She wore I think she wore Margiela. No, Rihanna wore Margiela.
Yeah.
Rihanna's was Margiela.
Yes, Cardi B. God, Cardi B. But the internet works.
The internet works very quickly.
Very quickly. Because as we were watching it, like
is this Trevor Noah?
That is Trevor Noah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah,
I forgot that. That's
I'm not confusing my people.
That's another
I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Oh, his suit. Oh, I like that.
I'm just going through the Met Gala hashtag.
Because the internet works so fast. So as it's happening, Cardi B's like 10 minutes out maybe since she's been on. And I send this to Steph because I found it.
It's a side by side for our listeners. It's a side by side of like the Beyonce Virgin Mary performance from the Grammys and a side by side of Cardi B with the outfit is similar.
Says
when you order something online versus when it arrives in the mail.
Because she really it is very reminiscent of the Queen Bee.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't give her.
So I don't know. I loved this year's Met Gala. I thought it was amazing. Well, I thought it was
and the
Met Gala we deserved.
Vogue, yes, the Met Gala we deserved. The Vogue Instagram. because I thought at first, because I sent Stephanie this morning the video, the Instagram video of the Kardashians.
In just a hallway,
like
taking videos of
videos, and I was like,
oh, I saw that.
I'm like, I love these bitches. Just made a whole like video of this shit, and now I know that Vogue magazine
right.
did with different celebrities in different rooms of the right. gallery.
Well, one of the things that happened inside, I knew that the Sistine Choir Chapel was performing, but you sent me the video this morning of the surprise performance. It was the Sistine Chapel a cappella choir performing Like a Prayer with Madonna, and it was stunning.
And apparently that's what we've seen, but there's a back... behind the scenes, there's other video that's been surfacing that apparently Madonna did an entire performance.
Oh, she didn't do just this?
And it was there was an outfit change and everything. Like, she came out in mm-hmm. a white outfit, same hair, and then I don't know if it was, so it has been before. So first she did the, yeah, this is it actually. Did I find it?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
That Madonna
performed with the Sistine Chapel Choir. They performed Like a Prayer, and it was amazing. Again,
this is Met Gala, Heavenly Bodies in the Catholic Imagination.
The Met Gala made for Madonna. Made for Madonna.
Like, how is it like Push, a novel by Sapphire?
Yeah,
Precious,
based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Yeah. Like, it could be just as close.
Yes, queen.
That's what I thought, because I was looking it up. Because, yeah, Madonna was Jean Paul Gaultier.
Yeah, well,
obviously.
Why wouldn't she wear Jean Paul Gaultier? So,
no, but
it's like I was half expecting Cher to show up in Bob Mackie. It's like, wouldn't Cher wear Bob Mackie? Yeah. Why wasn't Cher there? Why wasn't Cher? Why were you not there? Did your invitation get lost in the mail, Cher?
Kind of in a strange way.
I think my ears are bleeding.
And Missy will get mad at this, but it's okay. Like, I kind of wonder if Beyonce didn't go because she knew this was not her show.
Well,
because she knew
I read something that said that they had gone and they had paid for their table and everything, but then Jay-Z decided to take her on a last minute vacation because she needed to relax before their tour. But I agree with you.
Because I really do feel...
She knew she wasn't going to be able to... She apparently had a dress and everything. Because
I really do feel like that if she would have showed up, this was not her deal. She's already done with her whole pregnancy. She's mm-hmm. done this
She has nothing to promote.
She's the whole pregnancy. She did this Virgin Mary, you know, Mother Nature, this whole thing. That now to this, I don't think she had anything that would... She's like... Is Madonna's going, right? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think I can do this. Like, I kind of feel
like Madonna goes to every Met Gala, though.
But again.
But this is the one that
was made for Madonna.
This is Madonna's Met. I'm surprised.
I kind of want to be like, what are you scared of? Why are you scared of the competition, B?
I'm so surprised that Madonna didn't co-chair this Met Gala. I don't know why Madonna.
Maybe she didn't have time.
Maybe. I don't know. But I feel like Madonna should have co-chaired this Met Gala. But, you know, whatever. Maybe they asked her. Maybe she said no. I mean,
yeah, maybe she's like, I'm busy. I'll perform, though.
Yeah. So I don't know. I loved this. Everything about this Met Gala was fantastic. Oh, we haven't talked about Katy Perry.
Oh, the freaking
Katy Perry
angel
showed
descending
up
with wings.
6-foot angel wings.
Look that up.
It was. And she had to ride in a convertible because she couldn't fit in a car because she had 6-foot fucking angel wings on.
Oh, J-Lo's dress.
Oh, J-Lo. J-Lo will bomb on. I love bomb on.
Which I was kind of surprised that...
Because she usually goes for Zuhair Mehrad or Della Renta or one of those.
None of the Kardashians were in it.
Wore bomb on?
Yeah.
Well,
that's
they're
like
big
their boy.
They are big bomb on people, but last year they all wore bomb on.
Yeah.
So, and something that not everybody knows about... I don't know if this is common knowledge about the Met Gala, but Anna Wintour... chooses the celebrities that are going to be dressed by each designer and then has final approval of everybody's outfits.
Well, yeah, it's her
so
show.
She's so people can say, people love to like, hey, yo, this person looks terrible, or what was she thinking when she wore that? That's for this specific event, that's not their choice. Right. They're basically just a model.
Yeah.
You know, so it's Anna Wintour approves every single look that walks down that carpet.
Yeah, the good, the bad. There's something that she saw in it.
Right. Exactly. But it's this was
at the end of the day, it's the Anna Wintour show.
Oh, 100%. This is also a rumor that this is her last. This might be her last Met Gala. There's a rumor that she might be retiring as editor in chief from Vogue.
Around number 20.
Yeah.
Seems like a good number. Yeah. And this is, again,
this is a good one to go out on. This is
a good one to go out. And maybe, like, last year she was like, oh, maybe, you know, this is not. No.
But what I want to know is that, like, I would like Andre Leon Talley to step into, like, the editor-in-chief. What would he do with a Met Gala?
I think we've all been waiting for that to happen. Just, like,
he's like Stanley Tucci's character. He's the Stanley Tucci character from Devil Wears Prada. So, like, he's just kind of, like, waiting for his moment. He's
waiting in the wings for his turn.
Yeah, I'm like looking at the dresses again, and I'm trying to see, and like to complete honesty,
I didn't hate anything.
I didn't hate, and the only one that gave me even, and not even gave me anything, like I thought maybe the
Scarlett Johansson's was the one that was
that
like,
was the hair that has nothing to do with the dress.
No, because the dress is Marquesa. Yeah, so I love Marquesa.
Why does she have a soccer mom haircut?
Yeah,
because maybe she's playing a soccer mom in her upcoming movie.
I guess.
I don't know. You can do better.
But like, it's Jared Leto, like the closest to like.
No, but I liked it.
No, I know, but they were like, as I'm telling you, like they were
just a little.
They were the most religious, I guess you can go with, like maybe like the most, like, because she was wearing the seven necklace, and he's very well, and also he looks like Jesus
to begin.
He does look like Jesus. I saw it. I'm like Jesus. He has an unfair advantage in this.
Another one that I think was underrated, like people passed right by her and didn't really say much, but Kate Bosworth looked like a bride. Like a bride, and it was in like a beautiful, like not tacky way. The big trends. Oh, and Mindy Kaling also.
Mindy's was a beautiful dress.
Mindy's, and Mindy's what made it though was the crown and then that she had the sapphires that matched her gloves were the other thing that
she looked, but it was literally like that's one of those failed got there too early's.
Yeah,
you have to play it, like if you get there at early and you're new and something different for people. Mm-hmm. But if you get there, then people, oh, yeah, that's like a new, like the, you've got the vibe going with you. But if you get there, like right at that middle stage, like as soon as everybody else showed up, people, like she didn't get, I struggled to find a full length picture of her dress.
Right.
Because I found a lot
she
of
She didn't
like,
post one?
No, she did. She did finally today. But not.
Oh,
last
I'll
night.
Tell you one that I really didn't care for. Selena Gomez. I really didn't like her look in general.
I think I sent you that text. I was like, oh, Selena, no. I look like a nightie. I like one of those French.
I also didn't like her makeup. Like her makeup, she looked tanned.
The other one that I didn't like, Ashley Graham.
Oh, I liked it.
No, but she was literally brown.
Yeah.
Her.
Because it was like a coppery.
But her
sequins, but it was copper sequins. Look, and she's dark. Anyway?
Her entire, like,
yeah,
she's literally
brown.
Her hair is now brown.
Mm-hmm. Her hair should have been lighter.
Her tan is too.
I still think she looks amazing.
But I mean, like, that was my issue. That, like, when
who
you
dressed
said,
her? Does it say who dressed her? I don't know.
I'd cut it off by that point. I just got the picture. But you know, the dress was gorgeous, but it's one
oh my
of those
God,
things.
I didn't even recognize Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, I just skipped right over it. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, she had too much tan.
It's too, yeah, no, it's too much.
But like, the thing with Ashley Graham is like, I loved the dress, but I feel that that's one of those moments that like, they obviously didn't take what they did to Kim and what they did to Blake.
Right.
Because Blake had her hair lightened for this. For to match the look, and Kim as
like,
of
Selena Gomez looks like she just rolled out of bed.
Yeah. And Kim,
I didn't like her makeup. Yeah. I didn't like anything. I did again. I still don't hate it, but to me, if I had to pick a worst dress, she's probably the worst dress.
And Kim at like 10 a.m. had short hair.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the dress, she needed that.
That yeah.
Which that was drama. Another one. That was another one of my
see. Selena Gomez's dress is not supportive.
No.
She also, you don't have to be. Oh, another one that was missing from the Met Gala that's usually a big staple is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she posted pictures of like her with her sister, like in robes. My or towels. Best,
my favorite thing about the Met Gala, I think the whole night, was Chrissy Teigen's tweets, though. She kept posting, she was like, sitting on her couch, like watching TV, and she was like posting, oh, my natural makeup look for the Met Gala. And, like, she was just, she Wait, was.
Isn't she like super pregnant right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, super pregnant. Yeah. She's about to give birth. So that's probably, she can't travel, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, there was like, and then the thing is that
Kanye is clearly on a timeout.
He's, oh, yeah, we had this conversation. Kanye
has not missed a Met Gala in like 10 years, and homeboy's on it because he didn't go.
He's not there.
He's on a timeout.
And Chris paraded Travis down that carpet. Like, she's like,
what a sad time.
She's like, look at the boy who's behaving.
What a sad time we're living in that Travis Scott is the example. I was just listening to our other episode. I was just listening to our Tristan Thompson.
Please don't laugh into your mic, Christy. It's not I'm like sorry. We want to hear it.
But I didn't want
to
laugh.
I was just
loudly.
Listening to our Khaleesi Kardashian episode where I said, like, how sad is it that Kanye is a stable relationship? But, like, now even that's fucking.
Yeah, that was very, like, dated very quickly.
Yeah, so like, now, like.
Travis!
A month later, here we are, and we're, like, looking.
We're, like, praising Travis. Like, this is.
No, you guys are. I'm not praising.
Travis.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop with Travis.
I don't know what the word quote, praise. Unquote, praise. I don't know about praise. I am saying that he's following the program.
He's following orders. He's following orders very well.
Yeah, like, remember, Travis
How old
is now.
Is he?
I have no idea.
I think he's.
Not my age.
Is he 30?
Maybe. But Travis is now managed by Chris. Just like Kanye, but obviously
Dude,
he got
knows.
Away.
No. He knows what he has with Kris fucking Jenner. Not even Kylie, with Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is a fucking amazing manager. Say what you will about her, that she's a devil, she's selling her children
By
for
the way,
money.
There's a momager. Kylie Cosmetics has a momager palette.
Yeah. Of course they do. But she's a fucking genius. Like, she is...
100%. She literally... Like, made lemonade out of lemons. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
So
each and every one of them. Like, the only one that has done, quote unquote, herself is Kendall.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she actually needs a talent to model.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's got that, by the way, every picture. She's got that model, like, backwards
swang. He's younger
than
us.
How old is he?
He was born in 92. He's,
How old is that?
He's young, that's younger than my
he's
brother.
He's 26.
Yeah. He's younger than my brother.
Kendall's got that backwards, like...
Kendall looks great, arch. Too.
Yeah, but yeah, she's got, I love like, that, her jumpsuit.
She's
I love
got
her
that jumpsuit back too. Arch thing that models do in poses that I'm like, how do you... That's interesting. But, yeah, but like, we're watching it, and I'm like... So the last 2 days that they've been in New York, Travis has been behind, like, parading right alongside Kylie, holding hands, hugs, kisses, mm-hmm. on the red carpet. He is dressed. I have never seen that man dressed like anywhere near ready for an event like that.
Right.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen him dressed
up
for anything.
He cleaned up very well.
He cleaned. They cleaned. The,
oh, they
he
cleaned
still looks like
up.
A puppy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. He looks
he
like
needs
a,
to get
like,
rid of the braids. The braids are killing me.
I don't mind the braids. I don't
the
like
fucking
this,
buckwheat from
I don't
the
like
little
the way
braids.
These braids are styled. If he had like just straight back,
yeah, if he did
braids,
like cornrows, or yeah, that's fine. Totally but these fine. Like buckwheat braids are not working for me.
No, not at all. He looks like even, a 5-year-old.
Yeah, like, listen, like I think this is like
mature
pre.
A bit.
This
you're
is like
father now.
Yeah. This is beginning. Well,
you're though, managed like, by Kris Jenner.
You're father now, allegedly. If it's not the bodyguard's baby.
Telling him, giving that kid like a couple more months,
bro. That baby,
the baby looks just like her.
He just looks like the fucking bodyguard.
He's a Pacific Islander is the
oh, so he's not even like really that Asian. He's like
that's
like
what
Hawaiian.
He's a Hawaiian, like the her bodyguard, Kylie's bodyguard. If you guys haven't,
he's
heard,
actually really good looking.
Is a very attractive, which yeah. By the way. How did that become the bodyguard? Because like usually when you see the Kardashians with bodyguards, it's these like ginormous, yeah. Like big black men,
yeah,
or like former NFL
or like that
football
Australian
player.
Guy,
yeah.
that guy got fired.
Yeah. Why did he get fired?
Because he didn't. He didn't prevent the robbery. He got
oh, he
fired
did?
After
I
the
didn't
robbery.
Know that was him.
He got fired after the robbery. Yeah.
Aww,
but like
I
this
was
guy's like
for you, Australian guy.
But this guy's like youngish. He's,
yeah, because they got by him.
You know, he's small, like not small frame, but like a regular frame guy. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like
he's
this
not
huge,
ginormous
like, ex NFL linebacker look.
Right.
He's not a fridge.
Yeah. So I'm like, huh? That's the bodyguard. And he's like Pacific Islander and. like looking features.
Right.
So like you see the baby and you're like,
The baby kind of looks like
the baby looks a little bit
puzzled. Did we share that? We should share.
No, but we should. The meme that says, are we just all going to pretend like Stormy doesn't look just like
Khaleesi Kardashian shared it.
Khaleesi Kardashian just reshare the Khaleesi Kardashian one.
Yeah.
But it, guys, if you aren't following Khaleesi Kardashian, you should. Because it's us. it's Stephanie, but it's us.
It's fine. It's us. Yeah, we can all take credit for it. It's no big deal. It's a group effort. It's a collaborative.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that was like that's another thing. But like, he's been cleaned up. He's behaving. He's like, you know, I was like, okay, obviously you realized.
Okay, get some water.
Obviously, you realized this is where you're gonna be benefiting from
for now,
until you fuck it up somehow.
Until you catch him at fucking Live, you know, with a okay. Instagram this model is or some our, shit
not
like that.
That Travis Scott listens to this, but Travis, you're dating baby daddy, whatever you want to call it, a Kardashian. There are phone cameras. There are video everywhere. Cameras. There is surveillance video. You cannot.
There's like a dead lizard in my room.
Okay, aren't you sleeping in my room?
Yeah.
So go to your, leave it alone.
That so there
are, dead.
Okay, it's not gonna do anything to you if it's dead.
Mm-hmm. It's dead.
Oh my god, you guys, mommy, I think I stepped mommy, on a lizard egg the other day and I was dead? Barefoot.
Is that why his dead's dead now in her room?
Yes.
You fuck. Killed it.
Yeah.
That's no, karma. That's the butterfly effect. That's what
I
that
heard
is.
Something like fall on the ground and it sounded kind of hollow. And then I was walking around in the dark and then I definitely heard a crunch like when an egg cracks.
Oh.
And I was like, ew, what the fuck is that? And I turned on the light and I was like, I definitely think I stepped on some kind of egg. I don't know who laid it, but I stepped on it and I'm barefoot and this is gross. Sorry for the deviation. Had to share my trauma from last week.
It's okay how your butterflying affects us. It's okay, we understand. But yeah, our PSA for Travis Scott that doesn't listen to our show, so feel free to pass this along to him.
Who knows, maybe we've tagged enough Kardashian shit that it comes up on their radar. Who knows,
maybe.
Actually, that's how the algorithm works, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Don't they have like Google alerts on themselves?
They do.
So
yeah, so listen, Travis.
Travis.
There is video everywhere. Unless you're getting the ass delivered to you by Kris Jenner, don't do it.
Or Corey Gamble.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Even though, we talked about it in the chat because nobody knew who he was and you put it. There's a picture.
Who is this guy?
Because there's a meme going out there. But there's a reason for the guy standing there. So there's a meme of Kanye with.
It was when he met with Trump before the election.
And like in the background, there is a black gentleman and they zoom in on his face and all the meme says is even this guy doesn't know what the fuck is going on in the front. But it's really like it's Corey who is Kris Jenner's longtime.
Right.
So it even makes it better.
I think Mary put it in our chat the other day. He's like, oh man, this is so funny. I'm like, that's not a random dude. And I was like, that's not a random dude. That's Corey Gamble. And they were all like, all the guys were like, who?
He's been,
they don't know.
Listen, he's been fucking Chris for like 3 years.
It's like, that's the penis she went to after.
After Bruce.
After Bruce, she apparently needed to reassure herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do. You get a big black penis.
Which wasn't he like one of.
What? Listen, it makes sense.
Wasn't he one of Bieber's people?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he on Bieber's
I think that's how they met.
Which Bieber adds like for years.
Did you just say Bieber?
Bieber.
Yeah, you did.
I was talking about getting it. Bieber has.
Oh my
been
god!
I was before, so now that's where the Bieber came in.
Alrighty,
but oh my alrighty. Apologies.
Listen, okay. You get Randy. You get Randy me at like on a Tuesday night.
Are we interrupting your sexy time?
I know. Seriously, go home.
Kissy kissy time.
Nah, I'm tired.
Did it already happen?
No, not today yet.
Okay.
Today yet, like if it's an everyday occurrence.
Well, my mom's out of town.
You have so much energy.
God. No, my mom's out of town, so it's like a
vacation for you too.
Yeah, get it in when we can.
Okay,
but he pissed me off today.
I'm
so
uncomfortable.
He pissed me off today, so when I got home, that wasn't gonna happen.
Damn it, Jeffrey! I was rooting for you.
I'm so uncomfortable.
But yeah,
I like when Stephanie's uncomfortable. This is fun
because Bieber's known them for years.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing, because like they're, and like they're super good. That's how he met, isn't that how he met Hailey Baldwin?
Probably.
Because Hailey Baldwin,
she's dating Shawn Mendes now. They showed up together last night.
Yes. But yet, then you also, there's also pictures of Shawn Mendes doing with like somebody else. And I was like,
I miss having cable. I miss E.
Oh, I was watching it online.
And I was on Instagram on half the time.
But I miss E.
Wait, I haven't seen this, and I really want to see this.
Download the app.
That's a lot of work.
Okay, there is a lot of black people that are like really cool that I want to know what they're talking about.
Black people?
Yeah, yeah. There's like a group. There's a video just popped up.
Christy said that.
I did.
Send your hate mail to her.
No, because there's a video that just popped up. I'm like, there's a lot of, and you finished, you cut me off on my statement. There's a lot of, there's a video that just popped up, and it's like a lot of like black people that I want to know what they're doing, it's because like it's
the it, like, looks like fun.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right
so
now.
So it's like John Boyega. It's Chadwick Boseman. It's Michael B. Ray, Jordan. It's Lena Waithe. It's all
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And in the middle is Frances McDormand.
Because Frances McDormand showed up. She was also one of the early ones on the carpet, but she had a headpiece on and nobody knew who she was because her face was covered.
But like, she's like a
hey, Frances McDormand is cool as shit.
But look at like,
I know she's like a 65-year-old lady and like this like sea of like super cool people.
I want to play with super cool people.
I don't know what's happening. This, I want to put on the volume to just
turn on the volume. Let's hear it. Put your mic. What is happening?
What the hell is going on?
I don't know, but I think everybody's drunk.
I think she's having a good time.
I think they're all drunk.
No, I think she's drunk and asleep on top of Lana.
On top of Lana Del Rey. Oh, Lena Way.
I really do think she's like asleep on top of her.
Oh, maybe.
Possibly.
Lena Waithe definitely has a vape in her hand, by the way, like, or a weed pen in her hand.
It's always a possibility. Listen,
sounds like fun.
Half the time, let's be real, we've already discussed this, we love red carpets. We will not take away the fact that we love red carpets, but what we wouldn't give
to be at the after party,
to be inside.
Like, well, like how we said, like the royal wedding's coming up.
But they don't even show us the good part.
And that's the thing that Stephanie Fritz, like,
yeah, everybody's like, oh, the royal wedding. Because everybody's always like, oh, the royal, are you excited for the royal wedding? Are you excited for the, I'm like, not really. I don't even, we don't get to see the good part.
She's like, I want to see the reception.
I want to see the reception.
Yeah, I want to see the party.
I want to see the part. That's the part that you spend the money on.
Right.
That's
the wedding is like, whatever.
And more than anything,
I mean, yeah, after her dress, like, whatever. But,
you know. And more than anything, this royal wedding, I really want to see the reception. Because this is literally going to be, because, like, Kate and William was, like, a little bit of a taste.
Right.
But this is going to be straight up mixing of the royals and.
And Americans.
And American royalty.
That's never happened before.
Yeah, because, like, you know, like.
So, it's like a dream come
true. Not in England. Like, other people
have
been.
Well, like, Kate and William had, like, David Beckham and,
they're British.
No, I know, but like they had like,
right, but she's gonna have like American stars,
right?
Yeah, like the celebrity,
like the
factor.
Obamas are invited to this.
Yeah, oh, like the celebrity.
I
factor.
Would like waitress that party. Like I would be a server at that reception just to be there. Like I don't, I would never be a waitress regularly, but like I would totally do it just to be there, just to see what's going on.
Oh yeah, yeah, like. Bus tables, what do you need me to do?
Speaking of,
you need me to clean the bottom of your shoe? I'll do it.
Speaking of baller parties.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Adele's 30th birthday party?
No.
The Titanic.
Oh my God, Vanessa.
She redid, like, basically it was a Titanic
inspired birthday party.
You guys do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She dressed like Kate Winslet.
No.
Which, by the way, that corseted ass looked amazing.
Is it on her hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she had a Titanic themed birthday party. 30th birthday party. It was stunning. Missy texted it to me. She's like, Stephanie!
This is hysterical.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's really funny that she's wearing aluminum foil.
Well, look, I'm just going to show you from far away this one picture. That's Adele. That's not from the scene.
I love
that is actually her.
That's amazing.
Like, she did.
So now I need someone to hire me to do a Titanic birthday party because I need to.
I'll do it.
Do you have the money to do that? No. Okay.
I'll do it anyway.
But, I mean, Titanic's my favorite movie of all time. So.
It's such a good movie.
And then, of course, now. But then there's, like, haters that are like, I can't believe she did a Titanic birthday party. People died.
Like, a million years ago. And she, like. Didn't do it
she's
to make
doing
fun.
A Titanic.
She's doing a Titanic, the film. Movie. Yeah. It's not like she brought the Titanic up from the ocean and used that as her backdrop. No, she like just got a place that looks like the Titanic. Like, shut up. She
probably just had that bill, actually.
People just want to complain.
Yeah, just want to fucking. She didn't have people in like lifeboats, like, you know.
They were in life vests.
They were in life vests, but that's because of a scene.
She didn't have people floating around dead in the water. Like, that's just cruel.
That would be too far.
That would be where we draw the line.
Now, she should have had a piece of like a la bull riding, like a la like mechanical bull. They should have had like a plank of wood,
like a door, and see how many people could put on it.
See how many people could like. Stephanie, there's your idea.
That's so.
I've been on the roll since last night. There's a couple things still flowing in this. But yeah, like, you know, see how many people. How many people can really stay on there without it being over?
That's hilarious.
That's hysterical.
We can make that happen.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's just like on like a thing, like a mechanical bull, but it's just a plank of wood. You're using your.
That's
brain,
they pay you the big bucks, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Consulting fee on the Titanic party.
That was a fantastic idea.
That's hilarious.
So proud of all of my friends today.
I thought I plateaued last night with Rhythm Nation.
Oh, that was a good one.
Rhythm Nation, that was a good one. Good job.
I was like, he looks like, I was like, I'm like, Travis Scott.
And you guys realize that we have dedicated almost an hour to just the Met Gala.
It seems appropriate.
Why is this a problem?
I'm just sharing news.
Okay.
It's a fact.
They appreciate our ridiculousness.
The back of your head is ridiculous.
Listen, we love the Met Gala. And I also, like, tying into all this, like, Ocean's 8 is coming out in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, like, premise is that they're going to rob the Met Gala. So,
because it was filmed on that, I think
it was filmed during last year's Met Gala.
So it was all
the Asian one.
Yeah, it'll all be Asian inspired.
Yeah,
cool.
So I'm very.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's part of the heist is that they're going to steal this necklace off an actress
mm-hmm.
that's worth like I don't know how many million dollars, and they're going to steal it from her while she's at the Met Gala.
Interesting. I'm excited for that now.
I'm excited for it.
I love a heist movie, so I'm all about it.
I'm all for this cast. They are a funny group of ladies.
Yep.
Like, I'm not a hater.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so what else do you want to talk about?
I think this is a good place to pause.
Okay.
And then we can talk about how shitty last week was.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay.
Okay,
cool. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Vanessa, your daughter's come in here a couple times complaining about something.
She's hobbled in here because...
I don't think she's walking that badly.
Because nobody's paying attention to it.
Yeah, nobody's really watching her, so she is not putting the drama into the walk.
When I got here, she was hopping.
Mm-hmm.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever, bro. She went swimming on Sunday, and she, in the pool while she was swimming, accidentally kicked the pool vacuum, which I just recently found out that's a hazard to have it in the pool while you're swimming.
Yeah, that's why they don't use them anymore. That's why I don't really use them anymore.
I had no idea. I really had no idea. But I just learned that recently. But she broke her toe. So that was really
when fun. I first told David the story, he was like, why did she kick the pool vacuum? Like, he thought she had done it on purpose.
No, she was like swimming and like, and she struck her leg out.
I understood that. Yeah, that's what I figured happened. But then, and I'm like, she was probably just swimming and just accidentally kicked it. Like, that's never happened to you. That's happened to me.
Yeah. Kick the wall, kick the floor. Like, you're just, you miscalculate how close you are to something. It's happened to me where I'm like,
how pretty she looked.
She looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happened to me, like, when I'm swimming with my eyes closed, I misjudge how far the wall is. Yeah. And, like, I've scraped my face, like, against the wall in the pool. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's Madonna's. This is made for her. So, yeah. So, that is the new fun.
But was that a culmination to your... That happened at the end of your week.
What happened?
Did anything else happen during the week? Because that was Saturday.
That was Sunday.
Sunday.
What happened to me last week? What happened to me last week, Christy?
I don't know.
What are you setting me up to talk about?
You said it was a long week.
I think I mentioned it before. Sophie was diagnosed with ADHD. So we've been pretty much fighting with doctors and with insurance and like getting referrals and appointment after appointment and figuring out if we're going to do medication, if we're going to do supplements or what we're going to do. So I found a summer program at FIU, it's like the local university, that they are studying ADHD. They're studying children with ADHD. So I'm trying to get her into that summer program study, which is like therapy for her to learn how to like do better in school, but they're also studying her and like they're going to do an MRI of her brain and they're going to like, I don't know if they're going to like test strategies on her, like things that'll work, things that don't work. I'm not 100% clear on that, but I will find out because I have another appointment with them tomorrow. Steph's friend is one of the doctors that's like part of
the team. Found out that he's actually the one that runs the thing, like the whole program.
Good to know. it's actually a huge program. I've heard nothing but good things about it. They've been doing this summer study treatment, whatever the hell. It's a summer treatment program, which also they study the kids. So they've been doing this program for 35 years, I believe. Like the doctor who started it has been doing it for 35 years. And it's like gone out to the country. Like there's other states that are also doing this program because of FIU. So I thought that was pretty cool. So tomorrow, last Friday, Sophie had last week she had an EEG. That was fun. Attaching a bunch of leads to her head. Then Sunday she broke her toe. We had to go to urgent care. Tomorrow we have another assessment with these people, which is like another 3-hour thing where they are purposely going to make her mad and see how she reacts. And like they're going to tell her, like, draw a circle. Oh no, that circle doesn't look like a circle. It looks like an oval. Do it again. That one's too big. Do it again. That one's too small. Do it again. It looks like a C. Like, do it again. Yeah, like to frustrate her. And they told me like, it's designed to frustrate her. They'll give her cool down periods, but it's designed to frustrate her. So she's going to have an EEG monitor. I'm going to have an EEG monitor on. Like they're getting a lot of information about us. And then on Friday, well, it was supposed to be on Friday. I had to reschedule it to next Monday. What happened?
It's not away so much.
Right? It's super heavy. It's like empty and it weighs like it's full.
Yeah, like pouring, like, it's really good wine, by the way.
It is, it's fantastic. But the bottle is, it's really, really thick. But yeah, so that's kind of what's going on with her. And it's just been a struggle just to get answers, I guess.
Sorry, friend.
That's okay. I mean,
I guess you're getting closer to
like, right. I feel like as hectic as last week was, and now this week, because now with her broken toe, we have to go back to an orthopedic doctor to make sure that her toe is okay. Like maybe see if what else we can do for it, because right now it's just buddy tape. Then she has like, I don't even want to call it a walking boot because it's not a boot, but it's like a shoe that she has to wear to protect her foot, and like that's really all they can do. That's what the urgent care told me.
I've broken a couple of toes every year, and that's really the most that they can do.
Yeah, so we're gonna follow up with the orthopedic doctor. As of right now, she's not allowed to like do PE. She's not allowed to go to recess. She's not allowed to like play. She's not allowed to dance or do anything until we see the ortho. So that's on Friday, and then Monday she has an MRI with the summer camp people. So
that's a lot of stuff going
it
on.
Is.
All
it's
positives.
It's a lot of stuff. At least I feel like we're moving forward. Like we're moving towards getting answers to stuff. So I'm okay with being so hectic with everything because it's like moving forward.
Yeah.
Because before when it was like, well, the insurance said no to the referral, that one doctor needed to call, and then that doctor was saying, no, it's the other doctor that needs to call. And then when I talked to the other doctor, they were like, no, it's the first doctor. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. Somebody needs to do something. And I yelled at way too many doctors, and I'm sure I've pissed some people off, but I don't care because I needed to get my shit together. So that's that. I mean, if you want to talk to me about ADHD, I'm more than willing to listen because I have no idea what we're going to do when the summer's over. So, because the program needs her to be unmedicated. So we can't, even if we wanted to start medication, which I'm not sure that's the route we want to go. Even if we wanted to start medication, we can't until the summer's over.
Okay. Are they going to do supplements?
I asked last week when I met with them if supplements like vitamins and things like that were okay, like natural things were okay. And she said yes, but I want to talk to Steph's friend and ask him. Because if he's the one in charge of the whole thing, he might know better.
Yeah, because it could be that, because the supplements, even though they are natural, they are going to have an effect on her and alter. And they may mean medication as they do not want her to have any change in.
Right. In any biological changes. Yeah, that's why I found a couple that look promising because they don't taste bad. The problem with the ones that her doctor recommended, they all have that fishy taste.
No.
And the moment she tastes
that, because they have fish oil.
The moment fish oil, she tastes that, I remember, she's not going to eat it.
Yeah, I remember taking prenatals and stuff. Like fish oil makes vitamins stay within your body because otherwise you digest them out quickly. So that's what makes your body absorb it is fish oil.
Yeah, I found one.
Kind of sucks. Fish oil.
I found one at Target called Smarty Pants, which I thought was really cute. The name kind of drew me to it, so I started doing a little bit of research on those.
Is that the one?
And those do help with ADHD symptoms, but the one that the doctor gave me, I asked her if that, I'm like, does that taste like fish oil? She said, yeah. I'm like, she's not gonna.
No kid, it's gonna. You have to have a much older kid that
that
they
understands.
Want to do it.
But even then, I feel like if she doesn't like fish, she's not gonna. You know what I mean? If that's a flavor that's disgusting to you because you just don't like it. I don't like fish. So I
like fish and I think fish oil is disgusting.
I didn't take any vitamins that had that fishy aftertaste because I'm like, I don't want to fucking taste it. I just don't. It's gross. I don't want it. Not for me.
I'm one of those if I gotta do it, just give me a lot of water afterwards. Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
No.
Right, but you reason enough to know that a kid doesn't.
No,
right.
I mean, it had to be an older child or an older that gets in their head, okay, if this is all that my only option, you know.
Right. So I just want to confirm, double check with them, because if they do accept her into the study portion of this program, she gets to go for free. So I'm really fingers crossed. I don't want to do anything to fuck that up. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Even when I last week I think it was, when I met with the school psychologist and I told her we're trying to get her into this program, she's like, if they ask you for your left shoe, you fucking give it to them. You do whatever they want you to do. And I was okay. She's like, you get her into that program because it is so good. I'm like, okay. So that's where I am.
That's where you are.
Super fun.
You good?
I've just been working a lot. I've just been working a lot. And I have a lot of deadlines.
Yeah.
And I'm really tired. But event season's almost over. It's almost summer. And it's almost my birthday.
It's almost your birthday?
Yeah.
It is almost your birthday.
Or I'm going to have a funeral for my youth.
That's going to be amazing. I'm already thinking about this. So much fun.
I wish I would have thought of that when I turned 30, though.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking funny. I didn't do anything when I turned 30. I didn't want to. I didn't want to acknowledge
it. She was mourning.
I was in mourning.
She was sitting Shiva for her youth.
I was sitting Shiva for my youth. But
oh, can you cover all the mirrors, please?
No.
One. Of course.
No, because if we look good.
Yeah.
Well. Right, but if we're sitting Shiva, you have to cover all the mirrors. That's
I know that, but I
she still wants to see how she looks.
But how are we supposed to take selfies if the mirrors are covered?
You don't need a mirror to take a selfie.
Okay, how are we gonna take bathroom selfies if the mirrors are covered?
Wah wah. Okay.
Thanks.
taking all my joy. She's the thief of joy.
No, I didn't. Last week, I don't even remember.
Counting down the days to our Disney trip.
I know, same here. Our weeks are melding in. And I think, here's the funny thing.
I can't go on your Disney trip because I have an event. I have to work.
Well, here's the thing is, like, stupid, I'm not even thinking, like, work. This weekend.
Make money.
You know who says that? People who work.
you know what the thing is? That, like, I'm thinking about, like, I've been thinking about the Disney trip so much. And, like, because I'm an over, like, packer, over planner.
What?
Yeah. You never, but like that. I have
brand new information. Honestly,
you're so easy going.
I know, right? I kind of forgot that this weekend is Mother's Day.
Okay,
is it? I don't want to do anything on Sunday.
I know,
I
that's why
like six places to go.
Like Jeff told me, he's like,
I don't want to do anything. I told David like last night. I think I'm like, is it bad that I don't want to do anything on Sunday?
Yeah, I told Jeff. I was like, I had a serious conversation with my mom yesterday. On Sunday, I had a serious conversation with her. I go, listen, I called Jeff in and I'm like, listen, Sunday is Mother's Day. Obviously, we all know this. I'm like, I am tired of not being able to do what I want because I am the younger mother of this thing.
I feel the same way. Like, I feel the same way. I'm sick of like not being able to do what I want to do because I have to like complete with everybody else because everybody else like has so like I have a freaking gender reveal to go to on Sunday morning because
someone in the family
I won't say who or what or whatever, but someone in the family decided to have a gender reveal on Mother's Day in the morning. So it's like a breakfast brunch type of thing.
Oh, I'm so annoyed for
and
you.
I'm beyond annoyed because it's not only that, it's that they also want me to work because they want me to get.
Are they paying you?
No.
I would have said family, no. So I would have said no.
I mean, sorry. You know, so
I'm not doing anything. It's my fucking Mother's Day.
I'm not doing anything other than facilitating rentals. That's all I'm doing. I'm not doing any setup. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm facilitating rentals and that's it. Then I have to be at my grandmother's house at 2 because it's not only Mother's Day, but one of my cousins is moving to Orlando. So it's also going to be like her going away party. And then we have to do another family thing at 4.
I'm telling you, I sat down with my mom and I go, listen.
So like, when do I get to do something that I want to do? And forget? Like, I wanted to go see Chicago. It's in town this week. I really wanted to go fucking see it.
You should go. Fuck those people. You should go.
I'm telling you, like, I had to sit down and like I told my mom and I told Jeff, I'm like, listen, I'm like, I'm tired of this. I'm putting my foot down this year. I'm like, I have the luxury kit that Jeff's mom is in North Carolina for Mother's Day. She's not, they're not coming down. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So not that it's, you know, we sent her gifts. She gave me herself. You know, we're going to call her. Obviously, we'll FaceTime so she can see Nathan and Jeff and whatever. But I don't have to like complete with that.
And you don't have to show your face.
I don't have to show my face. We don't have to plan around them like last time because when they were here, I had like a big Mother's Day lunch that I did for everybody. But I was like, fuck, I'm throwing a Mother's Day lunch.
Right. You
for
shouldn't
everybody.
Be throwing it.
Nobody's doing anything for me. So I told my mom, I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, I'm going to be with you because you live in, we live together. We can hang out. We can go to lunch. We can go to the store together, whatever you want to do. But I'm not doing a lunch here. I am not traipsing all over Miami looking for, oh, you want, they're going to do something for them so that we can see them or they can see us. I'm not going to be driving around Miami.
Right.
I'm like, there's only one person that I told Jeff that like we need to go see. And that's his grandmother because she's not doing well.
Like, right, that's fair.
So I'm like, no, you should go because, you know, she's getting to that point that, like, you know, we don't, like, it's not that bad, but you never know how many more,
I mean, like, that's what happened, not to, like, bring the room down, but with my grandfather, like, he got a cold and that was it.
Yeah.
So,
like, another fall, something that you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or, and she's also, like, not like, thinking straight, so you don't know how well, like, she'll be cognitive.
Able to remember,
to remember everybody. Exactly. So I was like, okay, we'll go. But that's going to her house, seeing her, and then that's it.
Yeah. But that's like an hour maybe?
At max. Right. And that's fine because we'll give her a little bit. But I'm like, I refuse. And I told my mom, like, we're going to Disney. You're coming with us. You know very well, that's your Mother's Day gift, and that's my Mother's Day gift to myself. So we're not doing anything big here. Right. And like my brother came to the house that day and my mom was like, look, because my mom before my brother, she's like, oh, you know, I'm like, look, I know you want to see Willie. That's your son. But I'm not planning anything because if he wants to see you, that's up to him. Yeah, I'm taking you to Disney next week.
He can come see her.
Yeah. And like, so my mom put me on the spot and she's like, well, tell your brother this and that. So my brother came over. Like, she's like, oh, your sister wants to tell you something. And then like she left the room and I'm like, what the fuck? So I told my brother, I'm like, listen.
Damn, Lela.
Seriously.
Shady AF, bro.
But you got to talk to your brother.
Jesus.
That's her brother.
I know, but he's so cute.
But it's her brother.
I know, shut up. Like,
this is not Game of Thrones. Like, this is Southwest
Miami.
They're
half-brother and sister. They're not full brother.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They both came out of the same vagina. That's enough.
Very true.
That is enough. Like, that is close enough.
Very true. But,
Sawasera, Miami. No, no Game of Thrones, okay? Man. So, like, pump the brakes.
But, like, I told my brother, I go, listen, I don't know what you guys have planned for Mother's Day. I'm like, but I'm a mom and I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm like, me and mom are cool. I'm going to take her to lunch. I'm going to do something with just me and her. And that's really just to run away from my house and my kid and my husband.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. But I'm not doing anything here at the house. I'm not going to plan anything. I'm not. So if you want to see me or your mother, you need to call. I told him, you have no.
Doesn't she get mad at him because he like forgets her birthday?
All the time. I'm like, you have no. I don't know how to say it in English, man. No compromiso.
Like you don't have any like obligation
right. with me. So you don't have to see me on Mother's Day. You want to send me a text, happy Mother's Day? I'm cool with that.
Right. So like, that's more than enough. Yeah, you thought of me.
With me, you don't have an obligation. I'm like, with mom, you do. And I am
not. She's your mother.
Yeah, and I'm not going to chase him. What are you doing?
He's a grown-ass man.
Are you going to go see mom? Are you going to come out?
He's a grown-ass man with a wife who is the mother of his children. Like, he knows Mother's Day is a day.
But that's the problem. For years, because he is married and has a wife who is a mother, we have always, you know, they have done something what she wants to do for Mother's Day.
Right.
And then, oh, we're going to do a barbecue. You're going to do a barbecue, so mom, come over to us because mm-hmm. we're going to do a barbecue for all the moms. No, Buckus doesn't want to leave her house, which I would do the exact same fucking shit. If I don't want to leave my house, everybody come see me.
Right.
So I told him, they've gone to the beach, or they've gone to whatever, but like they've done, like, obviously what she wants, his wife, and then her mom, her grandmother at the time that was alive, so they have a lot of moms on their side, so they usually do like a group thing.
Right.
Maybe I'll like fake sick.
So I told my mom, I was like, sure. I'm not gonna, I'm like,
I support that.
Yeah, I can't go out. I support that. And I told my mom, I'm like, if she is, and that's what I told him, I was like, if you need to see your mother, you need to tell your mother, hey mom, we're doing this, please come. Or I'm going to go to the house to see you.
Right.
But no. I'm not going to ask you. I told him this is the last time we're going to have this conversation until next week. Like, that's it. Because
it's not your responsibility to, like...
Yeah.
Right. It's not your responsibility to bail him out, to help him on Mother's Day. Like, he's not your son.
No. Well, I might fake sick.
Well, I have no plans for Mother's Day because I...
Is your mom in town?
Yeah, she's here.
But I'm telling you, I
Mary
forgot
gets
about
home
it.
That day, so mm-hmm. I'll probably like. You. I think my mother-in-law's not here. I'm not sure. I know she went. Kind of proud of her. She went to Nicaragua because that's where Mary's family's from to go protest the government.
Oh, cool!
She's like 60 some odd years old, and good she's out there protesting. I'm like, babe, your mom's a hippie. That's really fucking cool.
Good
like
for her.
Yeah, he told me he's like, my mom's protesting. I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
That's great. That's
so.
Awesome.
I thought that was really cool.
But yeah, but I honestly forgot about it. Like, I
forgot about Mother's Day. Yeah, I didn't realize that Mother's Day was coming up.
I've been so busy that I just...
Well, Nathan, what kicked me to remember it was Nathan's
Me too.
Breakfast.
I was like, I was looking at my calendar.
So he's been telling me for 3 weeks. So I knew it was coming. I just had no idea what it was.
I was looking at my calendar today and I was like, oh yeah, this is the 10th is the Mother's Day breakfast. And I was like, wait, the 10th is this week. I'm like, oh shit, that's already on Sunday. Yeah, like it's so I this was me on Sunday night. I was like, fuck, that's already this week.
Yeah, I had to change Sophie's MRI from Friday to Monday because on Friday is Oliver's Mother's Day tea at school and the MRI was at the same time as the tea. And I'm like, I can't not go. I feel like these last 3 weeks I've been paying so much attention to Sophie because of everything that's going on with her. And now with the fucking toe, like it's not getting any less attention to her. So I'm going to make an effort. And I have to take her right. to his tea. So it's not even like I can go and just spend time with him. I have to take her with me. So I'm still splitting.
Why do you have to take her?
Because she gets out of school at 2.
Oh.
So, and Neri's not home. Mm-hmm. And my mom works. Mm-hmm. So those are like the two people that I usually count on. I thought it was like
during the school day.
It is during. Well, it's at 3.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like, because his is a daycare. It's not like a school.
Right.
They can do it a little bit later in the afternoon. Sophie's is at 9:00 in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah, mine is at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, mine's like at, Nathan starts at 7:30 in
mine
the morning.
Mine was originally at 10 and then they moved it to 8.
Why?
I don't know.
Who hurt them? I've been saying that for everything, Christy. Like, every,
who hurt you,
like
Jeff?
It works for everything.
It is.
Who hurt you?
So you know, Neri, after after we saw Infinity Wars, Neri was just making some comments. And I was just like, who hurt you? What happened to you?
Why are you like
Why
this?
Are you like this? Why are you That's the only, like, I wasn't going to combat him on his what he was saying. I wasn't going to get into.
He's just a troll. I mean, yeah. Look at the door. It says troll parking.
We bought that for him.
I know. That's why I put it there.
Yeah, because we didn't, like, and, like, I wasn't going to go in on the fight. I didn't want it. So, like, my response.
If you don't give him attention, he stops.
Yeah, so my response was like, who hurt you? Why are you like this? Like, why are you this
That's
way?
Why I send him all the time that meme from The Office. It's, why are you the way you are?
Yeah, he likes to bother people. Yeah. So.
You don't say.
I mean, if you don't show him that it bothers, it eventually goes away. He's just like an annoying little brother. You know.
Yeah, stuff, I do.
You know.
And I ignore him all the time.
But he knows enough. The funny thing is, he does. When I'm let around, he knows enough of what's a nerve that you shouldn't really hit. So he at least will respect that.
Well, yeah. Like today, he said that he hasn't been like extra mean to you on purpose because of the movie.
Because of the movie, and it, like I have specifically avoided talking to Neri directly about the movie because I didn't want him to tell me something about it because there's something about the movie that affects me and that Neri I'm sure would be happy about.
It's funny, like the moment I was
listening to the spoiler special, like don't listen to it.
Well, that's what everybody's told me. Don't listen to it.
Well, I said this on the spoiler special. If you listen to Mount Geekmore, guys, we just released today. So by the time this comes out next week, so it's been a week that it's been out already, we released a spoiler special through Mount Geekmore that I'm on, Missy's on, and Jeff and Neri are on. So I said on that episode that I didn't go watch the movie with you guys. I was supposed to go watch the movie with Jeff and Christy, Missy, and some of Jeff's friends, and I think your mom went too, right, Christy?
Yeah, my mom goes to all the like Marvel stuff.
Right, so I was supposed to go with you guys, but then I had a meeting at Sophie's school and I didn't want to like reschedule her meeting again. So I, when I saw that you guys had come out of the movie and you were texting, I was like, I had no idea what had happened. I'm like, Christy, are you okay?
I was busy, but I was intentionally staying off of all social media and all.
But I think
things.
I texted you directly, at least.
Yeah,
like, well, it was you, me, and Missy.
I saw it like 4 hours after you guys did, and the first thing I did was pick up my phone. And I was like, Christy, are you okay? I'm like, I just got out of.
I'm not okay.
War. Are
I'm
you
still
okay?
Not okay?
Yeah, and the moment that we're discussing, like if you've seen the movie and
or if you've listened
to the podcast
at all,
right? No, but like if you've seen the movie and you listen to us, you know which moment we're talking about. Right. So not to spoil it, because are we recording on Friday?
I can't. I have prom.
Okay. Because we want to do our own like mama's spoiler special. How
I don't
we did.
Know when, but we
will find. I mean, we still have to do the Black Panther one. Like, I will
we
not let that shit
together.
Go.
We should.
Which, by the way, we need to just buy Black Panther right now.
I thought. Like, did somebody
has to buy? One of us, none of
Neri
us. I don't think pre-ordered it and bought it because it was released today.
It was released today. Oh. Tell Neri to buy Black Panther
because I think I need to rewatch it.
Or why don't you just buy Black Panther?
Because then it's going to be on my account, and Neri likes to have those.
Okay,
movies
so
on
yeah. Tell him to buy Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah, so that we can just watch it.
But it's like on digital?
Yeah, it's on digital.
But it's still in theaters.
No, it's not.
It came out today.
Really? I looked for this week. I looked for movie times this week and it's still in theaters.
Well, it came out today.
It is out today because like, okay. Even Stan Lee posted about it. Like, right, it is out today. And it was on the thing,
too. Okay, bye, Black Panther.
But I think I need to watch it again just because.
But anyway, like the moment that like, that we all know has affected Christy.
I want Link to see it.
I want the kids to watch it too. The moment it happened, I was like, "Oh, Christy!" Everybody, we all had that reaction. Neri had that reaction. Like we all were like, "Oh my
god!" I said
that
too. I was watching this, and I think today, oh man, Christy, this is why Christy's upset. I'm like, this is why Christy's barely spoken today.
Yeah, because I didn't want to talk about it because I figured if I said I'm upset. that everybody would know why. So like the only person that got to really experience it was Missy because she was sitting next to me. And like the thing is that the funny thing about it is that Jeff walked in to the movie going, I'm not ready, because there's been like all these rumors of what the ending was going to be and the people that were going to, like, you know, things was going to happen to them. So, and those are like old guard. So like
I asked Nero, I go, did you buy Black Panther? He goes, I bought it in 1994.
Such an asshole. But, and so like, I was making fun of Jeff. I'm like, relax. You know what's going to happen. Just accept it. And let's just go watch the movie. So this movie happens, complete fucking twist ending. And I am literally...
Right, like, I... Oh my God, Stephanie's breaking.
Oh yeah, I saw this. You posted that.
Okay, so it's a meme of Tom Brady. And the yeah, I'm guessing it's his outfit from the Met Gala. And it says, hello, welcome to Sephora. My name's Tom. That's hysterical.
Oh, yeah, the internet is great.
The internet. Oh, as what's his face says, what's his name? Kevin Hart says the internet is undefeated. And it really fucking is.
Oh, but amazing.
Yeah. Mary says he only buys MCU on Blu-ray, so somebody needs to buy
Dave
it.
Oh, Dave says the same shit.
God damn it.
Why? Because they
want
to have
they want to have the actual. So, you know, it can sit on a shelf and they do nothing with it because we only watch digital anyway.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I'll check. Maybe we'll get it.
Okay, you guys download it.
Yeah, I'll talk to Jeff.
Text him right now.
Oh, no, he's dealing with Nathan. It's kind of funny. So I'm telling Jeff, get over it, blah, blah, blah. And the twist fucking ending happens. And since this is not a spoiler special, I'm just going to be super vague. And I... literally,
and it's the first one.
Yeah, that's why. And I literally just, like, per Missy, I gasped audibly as if somebody had punched
but
me.
But I did
in the
too
gut.
Because I was thinking of you. I was like, and my head was like, oh, Christy.
Well, I didn't do it with that one. I did it with another one that I was like not expecting at all. And I was like, what? And like, I think I grabbed David. I'm like, what are they doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was another character that when.
Well, by that time, I was numb.
No, but
by
like,
that time, by listen.
But it no, happened, and I was like.
The one I'm talking about was only like the second or third one. Yeah. So I was like, what?
Well, but I looked at Aries like, did they just. Like, yeah. Did they just kill?
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
So here was my, like, I'll take you through the Christy brain. It was basically gut punch. Tears literally started streaming down my eyes.
Yeah,
well,
only one.
Here's the thing. So tear, like the silent, like the single tear started running down my eye.
Oh, maybe Missy will buy it.
Yeah. Oh, Missy's a good one.
Missy, buy Black Panther. Missy, buy Panther.
So the tear runs down my eye and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I don't know that. And then somebody dies that I'm like, oh, there's no fucking way he's got to come back.
Right. But like, there's a bunch of them that have
to
come back.
Like, I didn't have that moment right away. So I was like, but what?
No.
But why?
Well, I didn't have, like, it didn't occur to me until we got out of the movie. But I was like,
oh,
what is happening? No. We really should save this for the spoiler. We're really not saying words.
But speaking a complete
sentence. Yeah, but I'll say so that, like.
But if you've seen the movie, you know what we're talking about.
It's been 3 weeks.
That's not enough time.
No, we should wrap up
because we'll do this for the spoiler special. Because I really do need to give the full like range of my feelings at the end of this movie. So yeah, the wine was really good.
Yeah, this was good,
but super fucking heavy bottle. If you are bringing it from Australia, this is not something to carry in your suitcase. This thing is super fucking heavy.
Well, and he put it in.
Yeah, this will like put you over the limit. But so yeah, the wine was good. It is again the McGuigan
Shiraz
MCGUIGAN handmade Langhorne Creek Shiraz. Very, very nice, very, very good. We enjoyed it. And definitely if we could get our hands on somewhere, I've always been a fan of Australian wines are kicking butt. Like I've always been a fan of Australian wines.
Yeah.
So Spanish and Australian wines are my like favorites. California is pretty good too, but
we've tried a couple of Australian wines and I can't remember them being bad. So
no, they're doing a really good job. Like
they're knocking it out of the park.
They're knocking it out of the park.
Or hit it out of the park, whatever. She didn't say it again after I brought it up. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
But so yeah, I think that Steph's right. This is a good place to end. So, Vanessa, do the business.
All right, guys. So, thank you so much for checking us out. You can follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. And you can email us if you want to mamazamerlo, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. You can also find us on Acast and iTunes, as well as the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net, where you can find all of our other podcasts. What's Up Bro podcast, Mount Geek More, Zeros on Heroes, Shiver, Comedy Fitness, The Talking Geek. And I think that's it. I always feel like I'm forgetting somebody. What's Good is still up there. I'm not sure if they've released anything new recently, but they're there, so you can go back and listen. But yeah, so that is our episode for this week. Guys, episode 74.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot. Like, I feel like we've been doing this for a while, and I kind of love it. It's been over a year. Honestly, didn't think we would go this long. But I'm pretty proud of us.
Yeah.
And we've missed a couple of weeks, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, we've been a year and a half doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Very proud of us. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. If there's something that you would like us to talk about, if there's something you want to hear, email us, contact us.
Missy's going
to
get it.
Yay, Missy! Okay, sorry. See, I knew we could count on Missy. Okay. Oh, wait, we have a comment. Shit.
Oh, we have a comment?
Shit. Oh, it's just a happy face. Never mind. Okay, cool. So that again, that is our episode for this week. Thank you so much for checking us out. We love your faces and cheers.
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 Yes. Hey mamas. Welcome to this cute little teeny tiny little bumper for you. My name is Vanessa, and with me is one of my favorite people on the entire planet, Sophie. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sophie. Why are we here, Sophie? What are we doing?
We're talking
to your microphone so I can hear you, okay?
We're talking about my toe because my toe has a broken one.
You have a broken toe?
Yes.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
I was swimming in my last pool, and I kicked the vacuum pool, and I kicked it so hard, it two in the left and two in the and three in the right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you were swimming, and you kicked the pool vacuum.
Vacuum.
Uh huh. And you broke. Not your little piggy.
But the one that's next to it.
The one that's next to it?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. And then what happened?
And then two were in the left and three were in the right.
So your toes got separated because one was broken?
Yeah, one was broken. And I had to wear this
boot. You have to wear a special boot to protect your toe?
Yep.
Oh, no.
It's this one.
I know, Mommy. I can see it. The people that are listening can't see it, but I can see it. And then what happened? We have to go to the doctor?
Then we have to go to the doctor with mm-hmm. my mom.
Who's your mom?
Vanessa.
Me?
Yes.
And then what? Don't do that because I can hear all those noises. Talk into the microphone, Mommy.
And then they were putting tape on my two toes. Not the little one, the one that's next to it.
Okay, so now you have your toes taped for 3 weeks?
14 weeks.
14 weeks?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I must have missed that when the doctor was talking to me. Oh my gosh, 14 weeks with tape on your toes?
Yep.
And your stinky, stinky boot?
Well, I take a bath with it.
You take a bath with it?
Not really.
Okay. So what else do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about my class.
Your class?
Yeah, my class.
What about your class?
My class is amazing. My teacher teach me everything, and I be good at math.
Mm-hmm.
Math is so easy for me. I love math.
Yeah?
Yeah, math is so good.
Okay, can you get a little bit closer to your microphone so I can hear you? Do you want to hold it in your hand?
No.
Okay, well, you got to keep it close to your mouth so I can hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay? And you just answer what you feel. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is something I always say to you?
You always say nice things to me.
Like what? Mommy, closer to the microphone. I can't hear you.
Like you love me and you love me so much and you love the breakfast I made you for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I made you said everything.
I said everything?
Yes.
Okay. What makes me happy?
When I behave good. When I behave good and when I listen.
That is very true. What makes me sad?
That I don't listen and I don't follow the rules.
Okay. That is a good one. How do I make you laugh?
You tickle me, you make jokes, and you tickle me some more.
What do you think I was like when I was your age? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 6, and you were 6, like my age.
How do you think I was when I was 6?
Hmm.
Do you think I was like you?
I think you were like me.
You think I was like you? Okay. How old am I?
13.
You think I'm 13? I'll take it. How tall am I?
14 pounds.
I'm 14 pounds? That's not how tall I am. How tall am I?
This tall.
That tall?
This big.
That big? You're pointing to the roof? I'm that big?
Actually, like this big. Like.
Okay. Sure, I'm that big. Size of a backpack. Alright, what is my favorite thing to do?
Your favorite thing is to do is
just guess, mommy. What do you think my favorite thing to do is? Color? I like coloring. What do I do when you're not around?
You party every time. Because when I'm not here, I see plates on the couch.
That's true. I eat on the couch when you're not here. Okay. What am I really good at?
You're really good at work.
At work?
No, you're good at feeding me.
I'm good at feeding you?
Yeah, and you give me all of my favorite food.
Oh, good. Okay, I like that. What is something I'm not good at?
You're not good at screaming.
I'm not good at screaming?
Nope.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Because screaming is bad.
Yes, screaming is bad. What do I do for a job?
You do for a job, you work all the time. You try to...
Mommy, into the microphone because I can't hear you.
You try to protect me.
I try to protect you? That is part of my job. What is my favorite food?
Caca.
Ew. You're so silly. What's my favorite food?
Caca with pee.
Okay. Sure. Okay. I don't even know what to say to that. What do you enjoy doing with me?
Coloring.
Coloring. What else?
What else? Buying.
I do like going shopping with you. Ooh. Okay. Well, thank you for answering all my questions and for telling me about your toe.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. How does your toe feel? Don't do that. You're going to break people's ears when they're listening. Sorry about that, guys. All right. All right. Enough. Ready?
Yes.
Let's say goodbye. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to me. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Whoopee.
Okay, bye.